Good morning and welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast for April 16th, 2018. Tomorrow is tax day.
But we've already done our taxes.
Yes, we have.
Well, not we. We've let someone else do them for us.
Yes, we were gracious that way.
Yes.
So that was great, and we don't have to worry about it. But probably you out there, our one listener, should do your taxes.
Right.
It's just a helpful reminder. So we disappointed our other listener. I guess we have like two or three listeners.
Right. One of them sent us a video.
Yeah, and we meant to talk about it, but we got carried away. We talked too long last week. So hopefully this will be a little bit shorter. But he sent us a really nice thing. And by nice, I mean a different word than nice, but I'm really tired, so I can't think of it. It's a video called Easter at Central 2018. And this was the dinosaur Easter that we
mentioned
and then didn't talk about.
Right.
So we're going to go through this very special Easter video that has lots of things to do with not only God, but Jesus and his resurrection from the dead.
With dinosaurs.
Well, Jurassic World.
Well, no, it's an advertisement for a coming. See, they have everyone there on Easter.
And right, they want to have them come back. So it's not actually,
the future.
The dinosaurs aren't about Easter. It's a future.
Right, so their new series is at the movies for the summer. Because that's what you do. That's the evangelical liturgical season of movies.
Movies.
You exegete movies. But they've skipped right over
tax season or Valentine's Day?
When is Valentine's Day? No, they didn't.
No, they probably didn't. Yeah, they probably did Valentine's Day. We just weren't watching them. So tips about marriage and stuff like that.
Right. The sex sermon series or the relationships. Intimacy.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Isn't that the evangelical word for it? That's
intimacy.
Right.
That's why I can't use that word in any context.
Right, right. But this is the video is really a great example of what we were talking about a little bit last time, which is the you can't bring people into the church by, talking about the Bible too much. When you actually listen to this guy's sermon, it's not that horrible. He preaches about Jesus and his resurrection, and they need to come to faith.
Listen to the whole sermon.
I listened to the first part of it. Was I don't know that he was exegeting a particular passage, but he was actually talking about
Jesus,
right, and the resurrection, which is good.
So what I thought was fantastic about the sermon, though, is so the church is not discernibly. It doesn't look like a church, at all. And what is the place where all the people sit for the time of the singing? They're all sort of in a pit, and then this
right,
sort this, of catwalk lit up.
It's a catwalk.
Catwalk. And so, and then there's a huge screen, but when the pastor, if that's what he's called, walked out on the catwalk with his microphone, I thought he was going to do stand-up like Chris Rock or do a movie star thing, like play a concert. So I was really, there was nothing discernible about, nothing Christian
about. You wouldn't know that building. It was a church necessarily,
yeah.
Until you, if you listened to what was being said in the songs, the songs were more like
we didn't
rock
listen to
songs,
the songs,
but
either.
If you listened to the lyrics carefully, you'd probably hear Jesus in the lyrics, and
or God,
and if there was, it was, once it got going, you could figure out it was a church, but.
Can I just pause and mm-hmm. take a little tangent? I blogged yesterday. It was a dud. I did not realize that there was a book. I did know, but I forgot. There's a book called Crazy Love.
By Francis Chan.
And there's something about scandalous, like God's love being scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really remember about that. And I did not know that there was a song with God's love being reckless. I didn't know that either.
Scandalous, so reckless.
I went.
Ridiculous.
I wrote about how God's love is in fact not ridiculous, but I went and listened to the song because my some nice commenters said they were talking about the song, like, I must know what it is. So I went and listened to it. And the thing I wanted to say most is the video that I watched. I really loved what the singer was wearing.
That's the only thing you
I
said.
I thought
you
she
said...
looked amazing. I loved her top, her shirt, which just has beautiful embellishment. And it wouldn't have mattered what she was singing about. In fact, I don't know that she was in a friend, sort of a frenzied singing time, where she kept like going up, building up, and then crashing down. And
well, it is very rhythmic, very
yeah.
Very the song was so seemed if you were wanting to hypnotize someone by
music and
get
them
into
a
trance
frenzy.
Or an ecstatic place, that's the song you'd play.
It would have been a great song for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it was one of the songs where if you replaced God with a boyfriend, it would fit perfectly.
Yeah, it would have actually been better.
Right.
Although I don't want to even feel that for a human.
You don't feel that ecstatic?
No.
Sense
I mean,
of desire for me? The passion? Do you have ridiculous love for me or reckless love for me?
No. I'm sorry. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way because it may not come up later. But I've started listening to this reckless love song like I listen to Oceans. I love Oceans. I listen to it all the time.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. Like, it's not a worship song, but I just love... I love turning Oceans on really loud when the children are in the kitchen. And then they all freeze and, like, look at me like I'm hurting them. I love it. So I'm going to add Reckless Love to my repertoire of...
It's all, you know, but the whole... It's all era. It is era. We talked to this before, how modern... The modern contemporary Christian music scene turns love for God into eros for God.
Right.
And if you don't have the eros, then you're not... And eros is being... If you don't know what the Greek word means, it means like having a deep affection and passionate desire for someone. Or something.
I would say you shouldn't have it anyway for anyone.
Right,
but.
Right. But this is the problem. I mean, this is why, and I got into a little bit of a dispute this last week on Facebook about John Piper and Christian hedonism, because part of his whole thing is you've got to have this kind of love for God, this affection for God that will then enable you to overcome every sin and addiction. Because if you love God more than alcohol, you won't drink. If you love God more than, or you won't drink to excess. If you love God more than pornography, you won't watch pornography. And so the secret to sanctification, from his perspective, is developing this kind of hedonistic view of loving God, which I think puts you in a real difficult position, because then you've got to gin up that hedonism. You've got to figure out how to love God that much. And if you don't love that God that much,
well,
what's wrong with you?
That's the thing. Like, why
you'll
can't
feel the
you
love
can,
for God, right?
You can love God that much. Or you can love God so much that your whole life is altered and you behave in very different and true ways. But why do you have to have an emotion that goes with it?
I mean,
the emotion is what drives your change of life.
So instead of having this addiction to God, to alcohol, have addiction to God is the idea. Or having instead of having to be fueled by a passion for Christ rather than a passion for...
I mean, I would suggest that I am in some sense fueled with a passion for Christ, but it's not an emotional passion. It's a manner of life and a decision.
Sure, you
the
give
will,
up certain things and you don't do certain things because of... The fact that you love Jesus, but it's not erotic intimacy.
No. And often I would say, because I'm a bad, mean person, often it's completely with no emotion or from very negative emotion. I don't ever feel what I'm supposed to feel when I'm supposed to feel it ever. I mean, the day we got married, I was so overcome with sarcasm. The emotion that was supposed to be going on made me feel uncomfortable on the day of our marriage. And so I was sarcastic and mean to a lot of people because I don't feel like it's appropriate to be deeply in love with anyone.
Right, but you're talking about agape rather than eros, right? That's the problem, right? So no, I'm not saying that Piper would say you know there's no agape there, it's all eros, but to the extent that your affections are moved toward God, to that extent you're going to be more sanctified, and that adds a burden of creating the emotion. And I think a lot of the worship songs maybe kind of flow out of that idea that if you can get people to love erotically, and I don't mean sexual erotically, but if you can people have an eros love for God, then they'll break free from their addictions to other things.
From their mortal
love for sin.
Right, their love for sin, their mortal.
Right.
But
it really
so
puts a burden on people because they have to produce the fruit of this affection. And if they don't have it, well, what's wrong with you?
So, I mean, I grew up with a lot of guilt because mm-hmm. I didn't ever feel the way I was supposed to feel. I didn't ever have this is a thing. I do like God.
I do, yeah. We tend
even
to,
with my, you know, affections.
No, there are
the feelings that I have, but I don't know that I like him that much. I don't like anyone that much.
Having affection for God is not a, we're not saying it's a bad thing. It's a very good thing. But if you use that as the measure of your
Christianity,
right, or whether you're in or out, or the gauge of your assurance, like I'm sure I'm saved because I have these affections going on.
You're really going to be sad.
Yeah.
And stressed. Or anxious, I would say. When you don't actually, they can just come and go.
Mm-hmm.
So we should do this video because it's not just eros anymore. It's also just a sort of general sense of excitement. You also must be like very excited and peppy. The Christian life does not include feeling sad or feeling anything other than it's very exciting to be with Jesus now. And I love him so much. And so I'm going to smile into the camera and what are they doing? They're actually jumping in their introduction to this dinosaur thing. They're like bouncing on their feet while they're talking about what's about to come up. You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice that, no. But one of the reliefs about liturgical worship is it doesn't make you do that. You don't have to, look at the next upcoming event. We get to have dinosaur movie coming.
Yeah.
It's all about, I guess we're looking forward to the next big reveal about what book we're going to go through next.
What is it going to be?
Big reveal. Wait. We should do a movie thing.
I think you,
John, how are you? If it's John, I'm not saying it's John yet.
Oh man, you just blew your big reveal.
Luke would be easy. You could do some voiceovers from like Star Wars.
But you're not like we're not making a movie about Luke. They're doing movies that already exist.
Right? You can fool people into thinking you are, so they'll come to church.
Yeah, I do.
This is going to be all about Luke. We're gonna devote the next year to studying Luke. Skywalker.
Oh man. Yeah. So do you suppose it works? Like,
and how Jesus and Luke are the same kind of? They're like each other.
Maybe we should. I mean, we're down to begging our people to come to church.
I was very disappointed at 8:00, so I didn't see anyone there.
And you were ramping yourself.
But they were.
Oh no. They weren't enough, were they?
No, they weren't.
You're never
enough.
Satisfied.
Not enough. But then at 10:30, they all showed. People who didn't come to 8:00 came to 10:30, so they were spared
the wrath
and exhortation.
Yeah, you've been your finger's been hovering over the email to send the email
about attending church.
The angry email.
I wasn't angry.
I know the email.
It was a pleading, pastoral, shepherding email.
Yeah.
Shepherding the congregation's heart.
I've been. Okay, I think we should go on. Don't say that. Okay, so we should, but I'm just saying, you know, we're making we're making fun of this, but we haven't tried it, so maybe we should. Where are you going?
I have notifications that someone posted on my Facebook page.
It's very important.
On the way to...
Okay, so it's Easter at Central, and they're going to set it up for us.
Nope.
Ooh, wait.
Hold on, I'm going to start over again. This is how... What's wrong with our producer for not getting this set up for us?
I still think we should try editing our fantastic...
If someone would volunteer to edit our...
podcast,
that'd be great.
That.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Chloe. I'm one of the worship leaders with Central Live.
And I'm Noah. I'm the online host for Central. We're backstage in the green room getting ready for Easter at Central.
Okay, Chloe, so backstage looks like a Starbucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, well...
The exposed brick, the lights hanging from the ceiling. These are young, attractive people. You're right, they're bouncing. They're very attractive.
He's like on the tips of his toes. There's this sort of exposed brick wall... And the lighting, the modern lighting. Although I do always, I sort of like they went out to Pier 1 and just bought a bunch of stuff.
There's a big clock.
There's a big clock. And it's all muted and brown, like taupe.
Who could we get to do this for Good Shepherd? It's who could like we get taupe. To stand up and say, okay, guys? Because apparently this is the video that they put up on the big screen before the service starts to just kind of amp people up. Who should we get to do the video for Good Shepherd?
Well, I want to volunteer.
You wouldn't be a good... No, we got to have some young, amped up, excited people.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to...
Who would do this? Okay, get ready for the glory of this morning. We're going to have this...
People come upstairs and then, from downstairs, like they're in the Sunday school.
And the sermon, 40 minutes long of exposition through...
They're dragging their coffee cups and their children, and everybody looks like they're about to die when they come into Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what it feels like. It's
purgatory. But that's what, if we had this, it's not purgatory. I love worship. If there's anybody listening from Good Shepherd, would you volunteer to be our...
Oh my word.
Intro Sunday. Couple. We need a male and a female. In their 20s. Mm-hmm. And a big screen to roll out underneath
the Jesus. And would we on Jesus' armpit? Or
yeah.
Like
on the Jesus, big way? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We took Jesus off the cross, so we can't.
Right.
I'm really alarmed that you are saying this on the internet, because somebody might volunteer. I'm very uncomfortable with what's about to happen. Okay, go on.
Back this year for Easter at Central.
Well, we've got awesome special effects. We have amazing music, a brand new song.
Just
we have dinosaurs.
Shepherd.
We have an amazing teaching from Pastor Judd. And so
wait,
much.
Wait,
what are the dinosaurs about?
If we list some things that you would not have a Good Shepherd.
On Easter Sunday?
Special effects. Oh, no, we have incense, so we have special effects. But we don't have dinosaurs.
But we don't have the dinosaurs. And also, I'm going to start calling you Pastor Judd.
Pastor Judd.
Okay, go.
Wait. Can we talk about the dinosaur thing? What's?
I mean, I think
should we reserve the dinosaur conversation?
It for when
okay,
it comes
right.
Up.
We did that last time. We didn't get to the dinosaurs.
No, we're going to. Okay.
More. It's going to be so incredible. But before we get started, we want to encourage you to go to centralonline.tv/welcome. You can fill out just a short form. Let us know a little more about who you are.
And when you do, I'm going to email you a brand new song.
I want that to happen.
It's too loud. Like, this is like a commercial.
I want,
their
but I want,
keep,
I want, I want the young couple who does this for our church to get the visitors' information.
Okay, but
and to say that look, they have a place on a website. You can go and do this, which says you're hip and in with the times. You're a modern church. You can go and put your visitor information there online. This is good.
Why are you looking at me? I don't
we
know
should,
how to find
all
a
we
website.
Need is one. You know, but we have a basic format. Just get two.
We don't have the exposed brick wall. We don't have the clock.
They can stand outside in front of our brick wall of our church.
Which is even more evident since we've removed the trees.
Let's not talk about that right now.
Okay.
Song from Central Live called Jesus is Alive.
But for now,
it's too
okay,
loud.
Okay, we're going to talk
their
about the resurrection. That's good.
Wait,
stop. Get your hand away.
Let's get ready for Easter at Central.
Okay, there. That was the intro. And here's the first music piece, which is
in the dark.
Dark.
Why is it dark?
Well, because It's the morning before the tea is open, or before the sun rises. Right?
It's too loud because we need to turn it down. We can't talk over it.
Right.
Is this it? I feel like my voice is not being heard. And now, that's better. That's better.
We should tell Michael, our music director, that we don't have enough.
Yeah, lights. And I think he should just stand clapping over his head like this.
Over his organ.
Over the organ.
Okay. So let's just move past this. It's good. It's very well done. I mean, this is the production value is incredible.
That's another reason we could not do this is because we could not make it look like
how
this.
They must have a full-time, several full-time people working on this stage presentation. And how much money does it cost? I mean, you got to stay up with this stuff. You can't have ancient tech. You got to have
yesterday
brand new tech all the time in order to pull this stuff off.
Yeah, I wonder how much it costs. And everybody looks made up to the nines.
Which yeah.
It costs money. I mean, the makeup and the hair and the that all costs a lot of money that you could be giving to the poor.
That's just stupid. That's ridiculous. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Or giving to your pastor.
Well, I think they might be because
he might be. Yeah,
he's dressed very well as well. And I noticed that a button popped off of your vest yesterday. So
it did. When are you gonna send it back?
When you find it for me, I'll put it back on. You find me that button, I will put it back on for you.
Do you know how to do that?
I do, actually. I do.
I've noticed it in some areas of home economics that you were somewhat deficient. Like I wanted you to hem my pants for like years.
I did hem them.
It took you a year.
I was busy.
No, your mother hemmed my pants.
No, I did one side and she did the other. My side was better. All right, where are the dinosaurs? Where are they?
Seven. 7:20. See, we're going to post this for you.
I want to see the guy with the hat, though. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you should go from there. Oh.
Huh?
No.
You want to go from there?
I like the hat guy.
Okay, but we're going to stick him in the middle of his talk here.
A brand new series called At the Movies. We're going to have great music, great teaching from the Bible from our Pastor Judd, themed around movies like Jurassic World.
I do like Pastor. You should call me Pastor Judd.
Okay, he's bouncing. He's got a hat on, which I don't understand. Because he's indoors, and you know, men should uncover their heads inside, and women should cover them. So I don't understand why he's wearing a hat inside. That is so offensive.
Why aren't you wearing your hat? Why aren't you wearing a hat on Sundays?
Why is he bouncing? Covering?
This is the whole thing we've he's talked bouncing. About this before. The movie series is like the classic megachurch thing, and what you do is you have a. You go, the big blockbuster movies come out toward the beginning of summer, midsummer, and you have a sermon series in which you exegete the movies and show how the gospel is somewhere in there.
Where is it, man?
Right. But the whole thing is to get people coming who don't know the gospel because they want to hear about the movie. But it's a bait and switch because you come and you think you're going to hear about Star Wars and you actually hear about Jesus.
But this is where it breaks down for me because if you went to see a movie, say you just went and saw Black Panther is that what it's called with our boys?
It was a good movie. I was impressed.
Do you want to go hear somebody talk about that movie on a Sunday morning? At 11 o'clock, or would you rather stay inside your house and watch more movies on Netflix while you drink your coffee?
But
would you go hear somebody else talk about
it? Here's how it works, though, because the homework for the congregation in preparing for the next Sunday is to watch the movie that's going to be spoken of. So you're obeying your pastor and being a good Christian by going to the movies. And then you get back. You get to come back, and you get to hear how the gospel is somewhere in that. There's a gospel picture somewhere in that movie.
Does the church pay for you to see the movie?
No,
also expensive. I can't afford to go to the movies.
They assume that you're all going to movies anyway, but you now they're just integrating your movie habit into your Christian life, your Christian walk.
Walk.
So this the first one looks like it's going to be Jurassic World. Right. So somehow Jurassic World, they're going to exegete Jurassic World and talk about Jesus.
Coming up.
The Bible
here's my other problem.
Is completely...
Didn't Jurassic World come
completely,
out?
Is completely... It's not the thing that would... It's not... It doesn't draw the crowd. So you use Jurassic Park
World.
Or World. And then you sneak the Bible in during the talk.
But didn't it come out last year?
What?
Like, how up on the times can they be if Jurassic World is Easter Central 2018 and the movie came out in 2017 or something?
Like, my guess is they know the blockbusters are going to come out the summer, and so they're just kind of leading up to...
So they're going to do an old one.
Right, so look, this is week one about... since this was put up, another video has been put up by Central Church... And it's at the movies week one, so this must be a multi-part series in which you're looking
So they're not exegeting Jurassic World through the summer. There'll be a different...
Right, I mean, they could. I mean, I guess they...
Are they going scene by scene?
Are they passing out the...
Verse by verse.
The script to the people that they can follow along. Open your scripts to page 25. We left off last week.
Go on.
Harry Potter, Fast and the Furious, The Greatest Showman, and many more. So I want to invite you back next week, and as we kick off this series, well, we have a lot more in store
he's
for you.
Bouncing.
Get ready to experience more of Easter at Central.
Okay, wait. Sorry. Okay, they have a, you know, if you watch a movie, when you go to a movie theater, they have the rating popping up before the movie thing. And this is rated C. Central audiences. Some material may be more entertaining than anything you've ever seen at church before. I don't know. I've seen some pretty entertaining things at church before.
May not. Or this may be a real bad...
Because that's what we should all go to the most entertaining church. Although I think church is pretty entertaining.
I'm entertained.
Not intentionally, but there are some entertaining moments. All right. Like when our two acolyte children stand there in the center aisle.
Not refusing to let people go to communion.
Because the acolytes are supposed to let...
For you.
Right. Our two... Very, very tiny little girls.
They are so small, and they carry the candles, so they're like wobbling back and forth. Also, I can't get our young assistant to bow with me when he's carrying the gospel book. Like, he's supposed to go with me and bow, and he takes up the whole. He stands in the middle, and he won't look at me when we're trying to go out to read the gospel, because we prance around in our dresses, read the gospel, and we swing the candles around so anything could go on fire.
I think that's far more entertaining than dinosaurs. But anyway, so this is rated C.
Okay.
For central audiences, and it's more entertaining than anything you've seen, or maybe more entertaining than anything you've seen in church.
Now they're going to count down.
In a world where average isn't good enough, a legendary idea is realized.
I'm sorry. Average isn't good enough? That's depressing.
One church will take your expectations and blow them away.
Wow. Wait. Are you in an average church? That's not good enough. You are an insufficient church. If you're just average, you need to have blow people's expectations away.
And then on the screen they have like Star Wars and Harry Potter, and they have scenes from movies going on the screen.
Yeah.
Movies. I don't know what they are.
Well, you know what that one is.
I know what that one is. Yeah. That one's Star Wars. But this is the most depressing thing I've ever happened. That's ever happened to me.
Six movies.
Six, okay. All
right. 24 locations.
Wait.
24 locations. They must have campi.
They have 24 campi. Yeah. Okay, there's Gandalf and Harry Potter together.
It's not Gandalf, baby. You're making your movie.
Wait, what?
You are so irrelevant.
Who is that
You are so out of the
Who's
cultural loop. It's not Gandalf. I don't know. I've never watched Harry Potter. I don't see Harry Potter. Okay. Either,
one mind-blowing series at the movies. Opening next weekend. Go to centralonline.tv for showtimes.
Yeah, they're counting down to
this one. Is another thing we need for our church. Yes. A countdown.
And action!
Okay, now there's smoke. There's the smoke machine.
We don't have a smoke. We do have, we have incense. We have a smoke machine.
But it's two. And there's lights. Mesmerized. That's why I'm sitting here in silence.
The lights are just amazing. So this ticks up. Oh, here comes a Jeep. A Jeep is coming onto the stage with lights on because it's dark.
Yeah.
It's almost like Jesus coming out of the tomb, this Jeep coming out of the darkness.
And there's.
Is it Pastor Judd?
No, I don't think it's Pastor Judd because I watched it before and it's somebody else.
Someone's getting out of the Jeep. We're not sure who it is.
Again,
and he's wearing a Jurassic Park hat.
The men wearing hats in church is so offensive.
Look, it's a velociraptor. Easy, everybody stand down, It's a velociraptor.
How do you know? You know your dinosaurs one from another.
Have you ever seen Jurassic Park?
No. No. Why would I go see Jurassic Park or Jurassic World? I never, ever want to see any of these movies.
Because you have two boys and a husband. You should see these things to make you,
you'd
be relevant
Star
to your family.
Wars. I've watched Star Wars. What more can you expect from me? I've watched them more than once. That's sufficient.
Well, a velociraptor is more deadly than a Tyrannosaurus Rex because they hunt in packs like wolves. And they're horrible creatures. So
okay, all right.
Here, this guy on the stage is holding the velociraptor back.
With his hand.
The velociraptor is apparently a large costume that someone is wearing.
I assume.
You can see his two legs peeping out from the bottom of the velociraptor.
Outnumbered here. Easy. Train for this. Calm down, Blue. Okay.
Yeah, see, you can see the two legs right there. Who's the guy who plays this guy in the... It's Chris...
Locke?
No, no.
That's good. Good job.
So... Okay, here it comes.
A brand new series called At the Movies. Now, this series will feature moments just like this one, themed around movies like Jurassic World, Star Wars, and many, many more. It also will feature amazing music and teaching by our very own Pastor Judd. And you don't want to miss
This is
we're also giving away a ton of prizes. So to enter, visit centralonline.tv.
That's what we don't give away any prizes. We need a countdown clock. We need two young people to introduce the service. We need prizes to give out.
You should have known that before. Like, why are you only thinking of this now?
Well, on Easter Sunday, we could have given something away.
That's what I'm saying.
We could have given to people.
Bible.
Prize.
Here's your Bible. I saw you didn't bring one with you this morning.
So
here's another one. You can put it on your shelf.
Wait. The video went. You touched it, and I. No, you're going. You've gone to the 2015 one. You've totally lost where we were.
Yes, you did.
You messed it up.
Do you think it's a sign from God?
I think we're toward the end anyway. Probably God doesn't want us to continue to do it. There we are.
Now this series will feature moments just like this one, themed around movies like Jurassic World, Star Wars, and many more.
He wants us to repeat it.
It also will feature amazing music and teaching by our very own Pastor Judd. And you don't want to miss it. We're also giving away a ton of prizes. So to enter, visit centralonline.tv/@the movies, fill out the form, and you can be entered to win.
I thought a helicopter was going to come in, but it's a rope.
Come on. Well, I'll see you at the movies.
Thankfully he didn't lift off the stage because I've seen some bad things happen on stage when ropes are involved.
He's not going to see me at the movies. Like, I'm definitely.
Well, I wonder if we can enter
this
contest without being at the church.
I want the prizes.
Can we just enter the contest without?
the movies. Did you want to hear the sermon? I'm just kidding.
I told you, I listened to part of the sermon last time, and it wasn't horrible. It wasn't, I mean, he did talk about the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the grave, which is what you want to do on Easter. And he had a text, I think, where he had the Bible referenced and spoken of. And he apparently called people to faith in Jesus Christ, which is good. That's all good. It's just, it does communicate to people that the Bible is not enough, that it's insufficient, that you need more. You need dinosaurs.
I mean, I think lights. That's obviously need, true. Right. We've tried it for a couple thousand years, and right. Clearly the Bible is God, not working
God
out.
God can't draw people to his son unless you have
the
latest
movie. I don't think he wants to.
Movie.
I don't think God wants
right,
to.
Right.
God doesn't have like the deep, passionate desire for us that he should have. And so we're going to help him by also bringing dinosaurs on his face. It's a two-way street. We don't really want to be with him. He doesn't really want to be with us.
But we both like dinosaurs, so.
So it's good then. Like, we both like dinosaurs.
Or as some people I know would call them, devil sores.
Well, I'm speechless. I don't have anything else to say.
Well, because the devil planted the dinosaur bones so that we would believe in evolution.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. I feel like it's the apocalypse. Yeah. Well, I think we have a lot of work to do at our own church. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No,
I feel like we've discharged our responsibility towards our listener.
If you have a video you'd like us to review.
Yeah, that's true.
Send it along. We're always looking for podcast fodder.
Yeah.
And that would help.
Because this is just, we don't want to talk about ourselves.
Well, we do.
This podcast is not about us. It's about
the community.
The community.
And the children.
It's for the children.
It's about the community for
the
children.
That's our new tagline. So, thanks for listening, and we will be back next week.